Now, state health officials say as many as 700,000 healthcare workers and high-risk residents in Wisconsin could begin getting the COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the year. The rest of the state's 5.8 million people will likely have access to vaccines at the latest by fall of 2021. According to a recent nationwide Pew study, 60% said they would definitely or probably take the vaccine if it was available now. It's up from 50% back in September. 39% say they definitely or probably won't. But what if your employer required it? Turns out that here in the U.S., companies can fire you for refusing to comply, but there are exceptions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Would you get the COVID vaccine if your employer required it? Would you get it whether they did or not? Should companies be allowed to mandate vaccines? If you're the boss, are you planning on making your workers get it? If you're a customer of a space, would you want to know that the employees of that space had been vaccinated? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dorit Rice is a professor of law at the University of California Hastings College of the Law in San Francisco. Her areas of expertise include administrative law, government law, healthcare law and policy, and vaccine law and policy. Dorit, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what does American law say about businesses' ability to say, hey, employees, you have to get a vaccine or you can't work here?
You captured it really well in your opening. Employers can generally impose health and safety rules on their employees, and asking employees to get the vaccine is a health and safety rule. Usually employers can require it, but there are four exceptions that may apply here. First, the vaccines will first be approved under an emergency use authorization, and it's unclear whether you can require, as an employer, a vaccine that's approved under an EUA. The law is simply unclear on that. Second, if you have a unionized workforce, you may have to negotiate with your union before you can impose a vaccine mandate, and that really depends on your collective bargaining agreement. Third, the Americans with Disabilities Act says that if an employee has a disability, which includes having a medical reason not to get the vaccine, an employer has to accommodate them unless it's a substantial burden, which is a very high bar. Accommodation doesn't mean letting the employee come to work unvaccinated like everyone else. It might mean, for example, requiring the employee to wear more PPE or isolating them from the rest of the employees, but you have to do something to allow them work with a disability. And finally, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 says that if an employee has a sincere religious objection to a rule, the employer has to accommodate them unless it's more than a minimal cost. The one thing I'd add is that requiring employees to get the vaccine doesn't mean you fire them if they don't. You may decide to use something less, for example, give an incentive to employees that get the vaccine, or give some kind of reward program.
Do we have a lot of precedent over employers requiring vaccines at the workplace, you know, previous to COVID-19 that we can work from?
We do. For example, there's a long tradition of healthcare providers requiring vaccines from their employees. A lot of hospitals require MMR, hepatitis B, and more recently, an increasing number of hospitals has required influenza vaccine. In another context, some restaurants require that their employees get hepatitis A vaccines, especially if there was a hepatitis A outbreak in the restaurant.
And have there been successful challenges to that under the Americans with Disabilities Act or other ways where employees have successfully, declined to take a vaccine in those instances?
There were a lot of challenges. Those that end with a decision by the court usually often lose. But there have been successes. For example, in a couple of cases, unions won against an employer saying you should have negotiated with us before imposing a mandate. In one case in New Jersey, a nurse that claims she had a philosophical objection to a vaccine won her case. She was dismissed, but she was suing for unemployment benefit, and she won her case. And there have been a couple of settlements. So it's rare, but there have been some successful cases in this.
Now, there are concerns with any vaccine of possible side effects. With vaccines that make it to the market, those tend to be very rare. But suppose an employee develops side effects, they can establish it's from the vaccine. If they are required to do that by their employer, are there liability issues there?
So the usual way to handling injuries on the job is workers' compensation. And it's probably an injury from a vaccine required for work will also be covered under workers' compensation. So an employee should be covered under the same way as for other work injuries, and the employer would be liable potentially in the same way to workers' compensation.
We are talking about vaccines as they come on the market. There is some talk of employers maybe requiring employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine. We're talking to Dorit Rice from the University of California Hastings College of the Law, looking at the legal side of vaccine requirements at the workplace. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions about this topic and your opinions. Do you want to see workplaces mandate getting a COVID-19 vaccine? Certain types of workplaces, would you want your employer to do this if you're an employer and are the one who might be setting this policy? What are you thinking about? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Dorit, we're in early days when it comes to these vaccines. They're not even, you know, they're not in our hands yet even. Are you getting the impression that a lot of businesses are considering this outside of healthcare, are considering requiring COVID-19 vaccines?
Not a lot, but I get the impression that at least some are. To remind you, the pandemic has upset the world for many of us and for many businesses. They've faced very real threats to their economic well-being and even survival. So some businesses are tempted to say a vaccine mandate will help me avoid future closures of this kind. As you're saying, it's early days. There's not a lot of vaccines going to be available. The first challenge is there won't be enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you can't mandate a vaccine that's not there. The other thing is, I just want to remind people that mandates by themselves aren't a substitute to getting people's trust and everything. It's one of your tools. It shouldn't be the only tool.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, I think this is a really dangerous precedent to set because next thing you know, they'll be telling women they can't get contraceptives or telling men they can't have vasectomies. You can't do this. You can't do that. I think employers have way too much power now and give them power over my body. I don't think so.
Cindy, thanks for the call. Dorit, Cindy worried about a slippery slope of letting employers make health decisions for employees.
It's a very reasonable concern. I will point out that employers already, in some contexts, set such requirements. As I mentioned, healthcare workers are required usually to get some vaccines. And for example, pilots have to undergo drug tests. So medical requirements in the workplace aren't that new.
Thanks a lot for that call, Cindy. On a wider note, Dorit, you wrote a piece about whether there should be national mandates for vaccines for a COVID-19 vaccine. The gist, correct me if I'm wrong, is no, there probably shouldn't, and no, there probably won't. What are your concerns with the idea of government mandates for a COVID-19 vaccine?
So if we're talking about federal mandates, the federal government has limited power. It probably doesn't have the power to require vaccines from throughout the nation. It may have power to require vaccines from some people. For example, it may be able to require that if you get a passport, you get a vaccine, or if you're traveling in interstate commerce, you get a vaccine, but it doesn't have unlimited power. The other part of it is mandates are a heavy tool, and not every place needs them. We probably don't need a national mandate to control COVID-19. We may at some point need some limited mandates to get to reduce loss of life, but the national mandate is a very heavy tool and may both create resistance and undermine trust.
And that speaks to a point you raised earlier, at whatever level, that trust building and communicating is probably a more important element than any kind of mandate, workplace, government, or anything.
That's exactly right. There's only so far you can enforce strong measures. A lot of the strong measures we have in states depend on high levels of compliance, and that depends on trust. Using mandates as a first tool won't get you where you're going if there's too much resistance.
We're talking about whether employers can and should require workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine when it's available. Short answer is yes, they can, with some exceptions and asterisks there. Dorit Rice is a professor of law at the University of California, Hastings College of the Law. I say the answer is yes, they can, not necessarily that they should. And that's where you come in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea of employers requiring employees at certain businesses, lots of businesses, to get vaccines as a condition of employment, or on the other hand, to offer incentives to employees to get vaccines for COVID-19 again when it's available? If you're an employer, would you do something like this? And do you have questions for a guest about how this works? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about vaccinations and our jobs. Companies around the country, some of them are thinking about whether to make the COVID-19 vaccine a requirement for employees, a condition of employment, or maybe, on the other hand, offering incentives for employees to get vaccinated. The law says an employer can make it a requirement, but there are some exceptions there. Dorit Rice is with us, professor of law at the University of California, Hastings College of the Law in San Francisco. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you think of the idea of compulsory vaccinations for employees, whether you'd get a COVID shot if your boss says you'd have to, or if you're going to do it anyway, or if you'd require your employees to get it. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on another caller now. Adam is with us in Lake Mills. Adam, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to state that I don't think it's appropriate that businesses, hospitals in particular, force a person to get certain vaccinations, you know, with this standing that you would lose your job if you don't, in particular, since this COVID vaccine hasn't really been long-term, there hasn't been any long-term studies on it, I'd be concerned about that, and I would be opposed to my employer forcing me to do that.
Adam, thanks a lot for that call. Let's key in, Dorit, on that healthcare setting that Adam brought up in particular. Is there likely to be a stronger push to require vaccines in, you know, a hospital or a clinic or someplace where people are coming into contact and risking spreading a disease?
There may very well be, in part because, as you said, it's a place where there are vulnerable people at high risk if they get the disease, in part because, if you think about it, the other employees in the place may be put in risk by one who refuses the vaccine. And in part because there's a history, there's a tradition of requiring other vaccines in this setting. And people who go into healthcare are going into an area where, A, they're there to serve others, and that means accepting some limits on yourself, and B, they're already highly regulated. On the other hand, Adam is raising a very important point, which is this is a new vaccine, and we may be more hesitant to require a vaccine on which we have limited, if very promising, data. So we may be a lot more hesitant to mandate this kind of vaccine.
Adam, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We will go to Jamie now, calling from Beloit. Jamie, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Henry, I don't know if it's so much a question as it is just a scenario. With Wisconsin having so many so-called at-will employers, it's not, they technically wouldn't necessarily be making it mandatory, but it's an easy setup to go, you don't have to get the vaccine. However, you don't have to work here either.
Jamie, thanks a lot for that call. And Dorit, that distinction between at-will employment versus maybe that worker you mentioned earlier under a union contract that might play out differently in those scenarios.
I think that's exactly right. So Wisconsin is not unique in that. Most states in the United States have mostly at-will employment. And yes, that means that your employer can fire you relatively easily. And that can be for refusing to vaccinate and for other contexts.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Dorit Rice from the University of California Hastings College of the Law, looking at COVID-19 vaccines at the workplace, whether employers can require employees to get the vaccine, some of the legal sides of that. And you could join in still with your questions and your comments at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got Cassie with us next, calling from Madison. Cassie, hi.
Yeah, I just, I kind of agree with, like, I left healthcare in part because of all the mandatory flu vaccines. And I don't think I would ever go back because of the flu vaccine, and especially now with COVID and the unknown repercussions. You know, if it did mandate the COVID vaccine, and it caused long-term side effects like infertility and other things, would the employers then be responsible for such things?
Cassie, thanks for that call. You were saying earlier, Dorit, probably no long-term liability from a potential side effect for a required vaccine. Do I have that right?
Not quite. Generally, you won't be able to take your employer to regular court, but you would be covered under workers' compensation, just as with other contacts. Just as in other injuries that are related to your work. So you would be covered in that scenario as an employee, probably more than outside the employment context.
And Cassie raised an interesting point. As a former healthcare worker, she says she left in part because of required flu vaccines. If we're losing, a small but significant number of healthcare workers who don't like mandatory vaccine policies, I guess you'd have to weigh the net hit on the healthcare system from that versus the benefit of requiring the vaccines. How do we balance that out?
That's a good question. And it becomes a question if you lose more than a very small portion. Hospitals generally require flu vaccines because they're weighing on one hand the possibilities that some workers will leave because they don't want flu vaccine with the risks that patients will get flu in the hospitals and either die or at the least impose costs on the hospital. The hospitals that require flu vaccine conclude that the other risk, the risk of patients dying, getting seriously ill, or having costs related to influenza acquired in the hospital are higher than the risk of losing a significant number of the workforce. If they want to adopt COVID vaccine mandates, they'll have to consider, is it going to be different for COVID? And again, here we get to the point that mandates are not a substitute to education. If a high percentage of your workforce doesn't want to get to the vaccine, the mandate alone probably won't get you very far.
Thanks for that call. Tom joins us next in Green Bay. Tom, hi.
Hi. I was hoping you could comment on what the drivers are for these organizations to mandate vaccines in general. Is it specifically from for example, a liability perspective, in that the employer does not want a wrongful death lawsuit on their hands? Or is it more from a customer standpoint where, again, the organization does not want to be sued for, oh, I got COVID from my school district or employer X? What are the drivers for these organizations to mandate the vaccinations? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Interesting point, Tom. Thanks for that call. Yeah, so how much of this could be, I own this business, I don't want people to get COVID at my business, employers or customers, and then sue me for that, Dorit?
It's probably not so much about being sued. It would be hard to sue an employer for a COVID infection. Among other things, it would probably be hard to narrow the source of the infection to one specific workplace. However, a business can have reputation gains from this kind of requirement. They can say, I'm safer than other business. Look, all my workforce is vaccinated. And they could also say, you don't need to close me. I'm not going to have a COVID outbreak because my workforce is vaccinated. I think those two are stronger drivers than the risk of a lawsuit.
Thanks for that question. Sierra joins us now in Wautoma. Sierra, hello.
Hi there. I'm a registered nurse currently, and there are options for people who want to opt out of the flu vaccine by wearing a surgical mask at all times during flu season. Is that going to be an option for people who want to opt out of the COVID vaccine?
Oh, that is an option. Interesting, Dorit. Do you see employers maybe tackling things that way?
That is why it's important to remember that the mandates doesn't automatically mean workers that don't comply will be fired. There's a whole range of in-between options. Mm-hmm. For example, an employer can say, I want everybody to get the vaccine. If you don't want to get the vaccine, you need to sign a statement saying why you don't want to get it. Or, as was suggested, you need to wear more PPEs than everybody else. There's a whole range of options between saying get the vaccine or be fired and saying I'm not going to require it in any way, shape, and form. Having a extra PPE, maybe a mask, maybe even something more, maybe an in-between options for employers that want more vaccinated people but aren't comfortable firing people who don't want to get the vaccine.
Thanks for that call. Time for one more caller. Reggie is with us in Appleton. Reggie, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to say that as a truck driver who deals a lot with manufacturing industries, I think it should be mandatory that we get vaccinated because of the loss of business.
Reggie, shortened to the point. Reggie, worried about the economic impact of people aren't getting vaccines, seeing that as a motivation for employers to require it, Dorit.
And I think he's right. That's one reason that many employers are considering it. The other consideration from a point of view of someone like Reggie is people who are essential workers are in touch with a lot more people than most of us, and they're at higher risk. If their coworkers are not vaccinated, or if people they come across aren't vaccinated, they might get the disease.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Dorit, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Dorit Rice is a professor of law at the University of California Hastings College of the Law. We talked to her about vaccination law, including whether employers can require employees to get vaccines. Still time for you to share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.